An agency that advocates for people with disabilities in Louisiana is calling for a meeting with the Department of Health and Hospitals to discuss squalid living conditions in some group homes across the state. The New Orleans-based Advocacy Center released a report last month that showed evidence of neglect at 16 group homes for developmentally disabled people. Exposed in the report include homes in Mansfield and Pollock. Lois Simpson directs the Advocacy Center.
Many of these places look like the worst flop house you could imagine. I mean, it just brings home and it hits you in the face that these people are not valued as individuals. They're sort of commodities to be controlled and moved around, and they're a way for the providers to make money.
The homes were deemed the worst in their regions by state ombudsmen who visited them and conducted interviews and took pictures for the report. State Department of Health and Hospitals Deputy Secretary Kathy Kleiber says the living conditions are unacceptable, but without a documented complaint to her office, she cannot probe. Kleiber says she's disappointed that the Advocacy Center released this report to the public.
One thing that we are trying to work with them on is to let us know immediately rather than making it a public report so that we can go out there and make sure that any inappropriate conditions are investigated.
Simpson claims she's made 30 documented complaints over the past 3 years. She says group homes are supposed to allow the disabled to live in a family-like setting, but these homes fall far short.
These group homes were supposedly the answer to institutionalized living. What has happened instead is that so many of these group homes are like mini institutions. And so we really haven't gained very much by putting people in these places to live instead of in a large institution.
Louisiana has about 500 group homes statewide with more than 4,000 residents. The report is titled When a House is Not a Home. It's the result of an investigation that began in 2008 when identified homes that had a repeated pattern of neglect.